Devin Almonte here. Welcome. This is Insight Out, where we learn to look at our faith from God's eyes and figure out how to live that out in our everyday. Have you ever encountered advice that seemed to go against everything you believed was right? And this person's just pounding with the advice, like, yes, this is what you should do, and this is why, and it feels completely foreign and backwards. Okay, I have a personal story. I was 21 years old, I think. I was about 3 years sober. I went to this AA meeting where a man, probably in his mid-50s, he looked at me like I should not have been there. He was questioning how somebody as young as I was there. And let me also just say that there's no doubt that I needed to be there. Like, trust me, it was exactly where I needed to be. But his advice just caught me off guard, because this is a place that's for support and help and guiding you through. And he said, gosh, you know, you're so young. Don't ruin your life now by coming to AA. Go out, party, have your fun, and then just come back when you're ready. So far from encouraging, so far from the encouragement you'd expect to hear in meetings. So glad I never listened to advice like that. And it's, you know, it's a place where sinners gather. So it's not surprising to find misguided advice from time to time. It's going to happen. And the amazing thing, somewhere God must have just given me that strength, because I did not have a lot of confidence in myself at the time of staying sober and well, but I had the courage to respond. I said, well, with advice like that, how are you going to stay sober? He didn't exactly appreciate my words, but my heart really, truly ached for him, because I thought, he's missing the whole point of this, I think, right? I was new. He viewed giving up alcohol as a loss of life, almost like a confinement, prison sentence. But what he failed to realize was that surrendering my old life, the thing that was causing such damage, that was precisely what I needed. I needed to get rid of it. I needed that to be done. My past was so broken, sinful, dark, and toxic. That was the prison. And embracing the new life, while scary at times because it's brand new, finding that new life in Christ and freedom from addiction was where I found true freedom, true freedom. It's in that letting go of our old selves. Maybe there's something you're struggling with right now. Maybe you're getting bad advice that you shouldn't listen to. We can trust in Christ, trust in his plan for us, out with the old and in with the new. Okay, well, if you heard something that you liked today, go ahead and share the episode, like the episode, all of that helps. Don't forget to connect with me on social. You can find me on Facebook at insightout.media. I also have a private Facebook group there where we can connect, offer prayer for one another, just do life together. Remember, we have a choice in where we find our peace. Let's choose wisely. And now let's go live Insight Out.